Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The 11 disciples set out for Bethany. 11. It's such a strange, awkward number. I might even call it a sad number. 12 minus 1. It's like the smile of an NHL superstar. Think of Brett Burns when he smiles with that missing tooth. But that missing tooth, of course, would be Judas. But not only, there's more. Remember when Father Mike talked about finding nothing in the empty tomb on Easter Sunday? But not nothing, something. In that same empty space, the disciples can find their own infidelity and weakness, not to mention their present incomprehension and uncertainty of what's happening. They ran away when their master was being crucified, and one of them, Peter, even openly denied him. In that space lies the incompleteness of their own faith and trust in the Lord, their own absence. Perhaps this is why I imagine there is something awkward, even a little overwhelming about watching these 11 men setting out to Bethany. As I was preparing my homily, I was reminded of another passage, and this one from the 10th chapter of Mark. And it says, "They were on the road going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid." Amazed and afraid. This is important. Let me ask you a question. Who is this man who performed all these miracles, who fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, who calmed the sea in its fury? This is a little scary. And now he's resurrected after his crucifixion. I would be amazed and afraid all at once. This is God in the flesh walking amongst his people. Think about that. God in the flesh walking amongst his people. Now this Jesus and his disciples are heading to Bethany, a place they knew very well. They were heading for the mountain, which is another word for they're going to meet God. And they did meet him. And most of them did what someone who naturally would encounter and come in the presence of God. They were amazed and afraid. I can visualize in my mind's eye that a young John would be one of the first to understand. He always seems to be the first to believe, even before Peter. When he looked in that empty tomb on Easter Sunday and saw the cloth lying there, he saw and he believed. And some hesitated. Even after all the teachings, the miracle, the resurrection, his appearance, they were still not sure. And that's okay. You see how honest the gospel is about the lives of the disciples and their slowness in coming to the fullness of their faith? It's almost proof of their authenticity, their humanity. And this is something that we can relate to. We see in today's first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, the description of that final meeting of the 11. And it almost demonstrates that, with the benefit of hindsight, we might even call the slowness of the apostles. "Lord, has the time come? Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" In the silliness of that question, it might tempt us to shake our heads. But fortunately for us, for you and for me, the display of uncertainty and hesitation of the 11 In that hole caused by that missing tooth is found our own hope. That there just might be room in God's church for us. We too are incomplete. And it's okay to ask silly questions. Because there's no silly questions, not when it comes to our faith. And Jesus answered the disciples, and it's very simple. He tells them, these matters are in the hands of the Father, and it's not up to them to be in the know of his decision. All they can do and did was to look on and to look up. As they saw the mighty plan of God unfold before them. I have a little confession I want to share with you guys. Being 54 and a brand new granddad, I love balloons. I'm a kid at heart, I still do. Some people are actually terrified of balloons, but I love them. And there are so many things that can be done with balloons. You can go to any fair and you can see somebody making crafts with balloons to turn them into different shapes. I remember when we were kids, you used to tie a balloon around your ankle with a string and you have to stomp balloons, see how quickly you can stomp the balloon out. One of my favorites is filling balloons with water and having your water balloon fight, which is always fun to do. Another thing you can do with balloons is fill them up with helium. And when you do, well, the balloon floats. And if you're not careful, if you don't hold on to it, it'll get away from you. But it is quite enjoyable if you do let it go and watch it. You can just stand there and look up and gaze as the balloon goes higher and higher until it disappears. The only way that we can experience that if we are willing to let it go. It's hard to let go. And that's exactly what the disciples had to do. But God has a plan. Jesus himself is that plan. Having perfectly fulfilled the plan of his Father, Jesus is now able to announce that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And Jesus was sent by the Father. So now all he has the authority now to send his disciples. And he tells them, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. But as he's leaving them, he makes this promise that he will always be there with them and that the Holy Spirit is coming soon to help. Well, now the disciples have a new lesson to learn. They will not find Jesus in the sky. The Jesus they knew before the crucifixion has left them for good. They must go back to Jerusalem. There, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they will begin to understand and grow in understanding. If you want to find Jesus, you will find him within the Christian community and those who they interact with each and every day of their lives. Next week is Pentecost Sunday. This was the moment the 11 were waiting for the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Next Sunday is our moment for our parish to ask for God's blessing and the outpouring of his Holy Spirit on us. Next Sunday, Father Mike, during all the masses, is going to make an altar call. He's going to ask people to come forward to receive a blessing. I'm going to invite you to take time this week to prepare your hearts for that outpouring of the Spirit. And pay attention. See where God is going to bless you and ask you what to do with that blessing. Today, we are gathered not only to remember something that happened a long time ago. We are here to remind ourselves that when Jesus left us, he gave us a very important mission. To be his voice, to be his hands, to be his feet, and especially to be his heart. And we, just like the 11, every time we receive the love from another. It is the presence of Jesus. And every time we share love with a brother or sister, then we are making Jesus present to that person. And yes, just like the 11 disciples, we are incomplete, lacking, slow to comprehend, yet we are called, chosen to be more, to do more, to live to our full potential through the Holy Spirit, to be Christ-like to the best of our capacity. It is really, really a great challenge, and rather scary. We are to be amazed and afraid all at the same time. So this is my ask to think about, to prepare your journey ahead. Ask yourself this. When people see me, do they see Jesus? When people see me, do they want to know Jesus? When people see me, do they want to join our community, share our life, and take the gospel as the foundation of theirs?